Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 30th of October, recording at 9:20 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights briefly. Stock markets, evidence that we are getting a bit of profit taking here, leading to a reaction and consolidation. And not all the markets are doing that. India Sensex, for instance, hit a new all-time high in here today, but most of the markets are a bit easier, including in Europe, which had led the rally. Now, elsewhere, government bonds a bit steadier, particularly in Europe, and there's good reason for that, which you'll see in a moment. And the US dollar up fractionally today. Remember that had taken a bit of a bashing last week. And precious metals firm, but off the highs. Industrial metals, bit mixed, maybe a little bit of profit taking. A little bit more profit taking than gains in here today. But the big story has been the oil complex, which got walloped. The story was warmer weather than expected in the United States. But what it did was it pushed crude oil down 234 as I speak. And we had gasoline down 10 points, and that's $10 to 145.50. And we had an even bigger fall in heating oil, which broke down out of its recent range to test some lows that we saw last November and December and early, and also early this year. And that's going to have some implications, but I'll come back to that. Let's get back to the stock markets here. Well, after the good run that we've seen and some loss of form recently, it would hardly be surprising if we saw a small reaction in consolidation. I don't expect more than that. In other words, I'm not looking for another medium-term correction in here at this stage. This is hardly a reaction to worry about, although I did pull out my SMI position where I had a long, but that was a trading position. Overall, the outlook for stock markets is pretty good. Now, moving on to, and also this is a seasonal period. Well, that's one of the reasons why the outlook is pretty good, isn't it? But also the chart patterns overall, I think are really quite favorable beyond this short-term overbought condition, which looks like we're now correcting. Now, government bonds are rallying in here, helped by this weaker oil price that we're seeing today. I don't think they can go too much higher, but while the oil price, bond prices, that is, it can go too much higher, but while the oil price is soft, that's certainly working in the long-dated government bonds' favor because it does help to quell some of those inflationary pressures. Now, or I should say, really, inflationary concerns, and there's a difference in here. The Fed, as you know, is always in the business of managing inflationary expectations. And those expectations might have risen among investors in particular, and also the public, had precious metals held the gains that we had seen earlier today. Now, I think I offered the view last Friday that if gold could nudge above the $600 level for more than a day or two, that it could gain momentum on the upside. And it was starting to do that. We were up about $11 at one stage. And then oil prices, which had been down, oh, 30 cents or so most of the day, then suddenly started to fall very, very sharply on that news of the warmer weather. Just going to pause here for a second, take a drink, little tickly throat, excuse me. Okay. So oil prices started to tumble. That pegged back the precious metal rallies. Then the precious metals began to pick up, which is quite impressive, again, because over the last few weeks, they've just slavishly tracked the action that we've seen in the in the oil sector, but they were showing a little more resilience than that here today. But then that was when the oil price was down about $1 or so, but then oil got whacked again. And so that did weigh on the precious metals. But nevertheless, we've still got gold. This is trading in the after hours at 604.30, but that's well off the high that we had seen, which is at 611.16. So oil is still a big influence here. I get the impression, well, I think the markets are showing us, it's more than just my impression, that precious metals want to go up whenever that oil price steadies. But with heating oil hitting, having this huge downward dynamic, breaking down out of its range to hit the earlier lows, if that doesn't bounce back quickly, that will be opening the door to another sell-off in heating oil, and that would be bearish commonality evidence for the gasoline and the crude oil. And crude oil, while it's not quite testing its lows on the first month continuation chart that I posted, if you look at the individual contracts, December contract, for instance, it is right back on those lows. So, what does that mean? Well, that will please the central banks in terms of their managing of inflationary expectations. It will be good for global GDP growth, which has certainly slowed in this quarter, not surprisingly, in response to the higher interest rates that we had seen, higher short-term interest rates. And I maintain that we are on course to see a pickup in global GDP growth. It'll probably start in the in this quarter, but of course you won't see the evidence of that until we're practically through the first quarter of 2007. But so I'm very much a soft landing advocate here, and I don't see any of the important economies going into recession, and therefore I do think that we will see a continuation of the synchronized global economic recovery. And that will be good for growth generally. It will produce some more inflationary pressures. It will consume more energy. And I think that will put upward pressure on oil prices. But that's not happening yet. And I had felt that oil was bottoming out, as you know, in here. But today's action has shaken my confidence here a bit. And as you know, I'm always first and foremost influenced by the price action, at least in terms of any short-term timing calls. So if oil is bottoming out here at this level, after today's action, it's for the bulls to prove. In other words, we need to see prices push back up with crude oil getting back up above $60 a barrel pretty quickly in here. And as I say, it's at 58.40 right now. And we would need to see that heating oil price push back up into the trading range that we had seen over the last 4 weeks or so. Okay, grains and beans firm again in here. A little bit more inflationary pressure from that front as well. But the big one in everybody's eyes is crude oil. And at the moment, say that's still on the defensive. And roll on tomorrow, no doubt more excitement, and that always brings a few surprises as well. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.